Part 5. Supporting Resources. Just like this guidebook, there are many other helpful resources out there to help you on your EV journey. Apps. The following is a list of some of the best apps in the market for EV drivers. Public charging. The first, PlugShare. An essential for EV owners. Use PlugShare to locate nearby chargers, to check in, and to plan your trips. The second, Flow. One of the most common charger operators in Canada. Use the app as a charging locator and payment method. The third, ChargePoint, another common charging station operator. Use the app as a charging locator and payment method. The following are apps for other chargers you may encounter in the Atlantic region, and having them downloaded ahead of time may be useful. Switch, eCharge from New Brunswick, and ChargeHub. Trip planning. 1. A Better Route Planner, ABRP. Trusted among the EV community, ABRP offers users with an intuitive way to plan trips and ensure you arrive at your destination comfortably. 2. Google Maps. Constantly improving its mapping features, Google Maps can help you plan trips by locating available chargers. 3. Apple Maps. EV routing on Apple Maps adds EV charging stations to a route when it detects the vehicle may run low on battery. Educational resources by province. Atlantic Canada. Drive Electric, your EV hub for New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland and Labrador. DriveElectricAtlantic.ca. CAA. CAA Atlantic offers a wealth of resources on electric vehicles, including buying guides, cost calculators, and other essential information. Atlantic.caa.ca/automotive/electric-vehicles. Nova Scotia. Next Ride. Test drive an electric vehicle. The Next Ride team tours the province to help Nova Scotians experience the excitement of electric vehicles and e-bikes. NextRideNS.com. EV Assist Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia's all-in-one resource for EVs. EVAssist.ca. Nova Scotia Power. Whether you're charging at home or on the go, Nova Scotia Power's website offers resources that guide you on EV home charging, connects you to a network of certified contractors, and provides information about Nova Scotia Power's EV fast charging network, nspower.ca/EV. Efficiency Nova Scotia. Efficiency Nova Scotia offers valuable information and rebates, including the EcoShift program for residential EV owners and the EV charging program for condo and apartment building owners. EfficiencyNS.ca. New Brunswick. NB Lung. Since 2014, NB Lung has championed EV education and advocacy in New Brunswick. Its resources highlight the benefits of EVs, focusing on cleaner air and better respiratory health for all. NBLung.ca. NB Power. Your all-in-one resource for everything EVs in New Brunswick. Their website includes information about available rebates and home and business charging options. nbpower.com/en/products-services/electric-vehicles. Prince Edward Island. The province of Prince Edward Island. Learn more about EVs and the provincial incentives available to residents of PEI. PrinceEdwardIsland.ca/en/information/environment-energy-and-climate-action/electric-vehicles. Safe Drivers PEI. Staff with the province's Net Zero Office and Safe Drivers PEI host events throughout the province to promote awareness of EVs. In 2024, the team provided EV test drives throughout the province. Keep an eye on their website for upcoming opportunities. SafeDriversPEI.com/EV-experience. Newfoundland and Labrador. Newfoundland Labrador Hydro. Learn more about how Newfoundland Labrador Hydro is driving EV adoption forward by expanding the fast charger network and incentivizing eligible vehicle purchases. NLHydro.com/electric-vehicles. Take Charge. Take Charge helps residents save energy and money. Visit their website to explore energy-saving tips and tools, including their fuel savings calculator, to see how much you're saving by driving electric. takechargenl.ca/EBS. Drive Electric NL. Drive Electric NL is your go-to source for all things EV. View and purchase an EV charger. Hear firsthand experiences from EV owners and connect with the community. DriveElectricNL.ca. MERBs and charging. Condominium owners, boards, and property managers. MERBly.com is a reliable resource for simplifying the installation of EV charging stations in multi-unit residential buildings. It provides valuable insights and tools to ensure your building is ready for the electric future. Whether you're a unit owner, condo board member, or property manager, MERBly equips you with the knowledge to navigate the installation of EV charging solutions. Community. Want to dive into the conversation in Atlantic Canada? The Electric Vehicle Association of Atlantic Canada, EVAAC, Facebook group is perfect for connecting with fellow EV enthusiasts, getting answers to your questions, and staying in the loop with the latest EV news. Glossary of electric vehicle terms. Navigating the world of EVs can feel overwhelming with all the new terms and changing trends. But don't worry, this glossary will help you decide everything from charging levels to battery types, making it easier to stay fully informed about EV technology. Alternating current, AC, a term used to describe the back and forth flow of electricity. EVs use AC to charge from home or public outlets, but the vehicle's battery stores energy as direct current, DC. C, direct current. Always be charging, ABC. Unlike gas-driven vehicles, EVs can refill in many places. ABC is a great rule of thumb that many automakers recommend to keep batteries full more often and decrease visits to fast chargers. Amps, a measurement of electrical current flow. The charging station's amp rating is one factor that determines the maximum amount of power that can be delivered to your vehicle's battery. You can think of amps as the amount of liquid that can pass through a gas nozzle or water hose. Battery electric vehicle, BEV, a vehicle that runs exclusively on electricity. Battery, where an EV's power is stored. It's the equivalent of a gas tank. Battery cell, the smallest unit in an EV's overall battery pack. Hundreds or even thousands of cells are required to store enough electricity for an EV. Battery module, a group of battery cells bundled together in an EV's battery pack. Battery pack, the total structure of the EV battery. Bidirectional charging, an emerging technology that allows compatible EVs to power the world around them. Power stored in the battery pack of an EV can be discharged to appliances, buildings, or the electrical grid. See V2G, V2H, and V2L. Not all EVs are capable of bidirectional charging. Check your owner's manual for more information. Carbon emissions, the release of carbon dioxide, CO2, and other gases into the air, mostly from burning fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas. CHAdeMO, a type of charging connector primarily found on older Nissan Leaf models and certain Mitsubishi models. Charging, fueling your EV with electricity. Charging station, a device that supplies electricity to recharge the batteries of BEVs and PHEVs. Combined charging system, CCS, a type of fast charging connector used in most EVs, excluding Tesla. Connector, the type of plug on the power cord that connects the charging station to the outlet of an EV. Direct current, DC, a current that provides constant voltage and flows in one direction. In EVs, DC power is used as fast charging stations to charge the battery quickly. In EVs, DC power is used at fast charging stations to charge the battery quickly. Drag, a vehicle's wind resistance. The more drag, the harder your vehicle must work to displace air, and the more the range will be impacted. Electric vehicle, EV, a vehicle capable of being propelled by an electric motor. EV is an all-encompassing term for the subtypes of vehicles with an electric motor. This guide does not cover conventional hybrids as EVs. Electric vehicle supply equipment, EVSE. Everything you need to safely charge your EV. An EVSE includes cables, connectors, and charge points. otherwise known as a charging station. Fast charging, also known as level 3 charging, it refers to the quickest method to charge your vehicle. These chargers are commonly found at shopping centers, along major highways, dealerships, and other public locations. Fast chargers are not available for home installation. Fossil fuels. These consist of coal, oil, and natural gas, and come from the remains of ancient plants and animals buried deep in the earth. When burned for energy, they release carbon emissions that harm the environment and contribute to climate change. Frunk. A trunk space in the front of the vehicle where an internal combustion engine would typically live. Fuel cell electric vehicle, FCEV. A vehicle that relies on hydrogen fuel cells to charge its battery. Home charging. The act of charging your vehicle from your primary residence. About 80% of EV charging happens here. Hybrid electric vehicle, HEV. A vehicle that uses both an electric motor and internal combustion engine to achieve better efficiency. These vehicles always rely on gasoline and do not have a plug to charge. Incentives and rebates. Some provinces may offer rebates towards the purchase of eligible EVs. Check in with government rebate programs to see what may be available at your time of purchase. Internal combustion engine, ICE, a mechanical system that ignites fuel to release energy, combustion, within itself to give motive power or propulsion to an object, such as a vehicle. J1772, a common North American standard for level 1 and 2 charging connectors. Kilowatt, KW, a measure of power in 1,000 watts. Kilowatt hour, KWH, a measure of energy to indicate the number of watts consumed in an hour. Level 1, the slowest method of charging your EV. A level 1 charger plugs into any standard 120-volt wall outlet and is the same type used to power most small electronics. Level 2, mostly installed at home, workplaces, and public buildings. A level 2 can charge a BEV to 80% in 4 to 10 hours and a PHEV in 1 to 4 hours. Level 3, see fast charging. Lithium-ion, the most popular type of rechargeable battery and the battery technology used in most EVs and everyday electronics. Motor. The electric motor in an EV changes electrical power into motion. Electricity flows through coils of copper wire, creating a magnetic field that spins a part called the rotor. The rotor turns the axle, which moves the vehicle's wheels. North American Charging Standard, NACS. Known as the Tesla Charging Connector, it's used in Tesla's supercharger network. As of 2024, most major automotive manufacturers announced that drivers would be able to charge their vehicles with an adapter at Tesla charging stations. Soon, most EVs will be standardized to use this connector. Off-peak charging. Charging your EV at times when demand for electricity is lower, typically overnight, which helps maintain a healthy grid and keeps rates low for everyone. Onboard charger. The device in your EV that converts energy from AC to DC. Fast chargers can bypass the onboard charger since it's already DC. One-pedal driving. An advanced level of regenerative braking that lets drivers control both acceleration and deceleration with just the accelerator pedal. This feature isn't available in all EVs. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, PHEV. A type of EV that uses an electric motor and internal combustion engine. It includes a plug for charging its internal batteries and emits zero emissions from the exhaust while using the electric motor. Range. The total distance that your vehicle can travel on a full battery, expressed in kilometers or percentage of battery left in an EV. Regenerative braking. Also known as regen, it's a special feature that captures the energy when slowing down or braking and converts it into power to recharge the battery. Regenerative braking helps improve energy efficiency, minimizes wear and tear on brakes, and can be convenient. Renewable energy. Renewable energy comes from natural sources like the sun, wind, and water that can be used repeatedly without running out and is generally lower emissions than fossil fuels. Solid-state battery. An emerging type of battery technology. This technology promises faster charging times, longer ranges, and reduces the risk of overheating. State of charge. SOC, refers to the percentage of battery left in an EV. It's like a fuel gauge in a gas-powered vehicle and helps drivers know how much charge is left in their EV's battery. Supercharger, Tesla's proprietary fast-charging network. Vehicle-to-grid, V2G, an emerging technology that enables some EVs to both draw power from and send power back to an electrical grid to help balance its energy demand and supply. V2G is part of a larger initiative known as Vehicle Grid Integration. Vehicle-to-home, V2H, an emerging technology that enables certain EVs to power some or all of a home by transferring stored energy from its battery pack into a home's power system. Vehicle-to-load, V2L, a technology that allows certain EVs to supply power to external devices and small appliances. Zero-emission vehicle, ZEV, a broader term for a vehicle that emits no emissions while in operation. If you have questions, comments, or feedback about this guidebook, or would like to request reference links, we'd love to hear from you. Please reach out to us at transportation@cleanfoundation.ca.